After a moment, Shep pulled himself together. He wiped his face with the sleeve of his shirt. He twisted off the cap of the bottle and downed half the contents in a single swallow. Then he downed the other half. "How'd you get here, Shep?"
"Drove."
"You're not driving home."
"I know."
They stood in silence. Rainey looked up at the night sky. It was clear following this afternoon's rain. The stars were like pinpricks of silver against black velvet. She loved this kind of night. Perfect for sitting on her deck, listening to the owls and imagining the waves crashing against the rocky shore. The inside of her house might hold all the bad memories of her childhood, but the outside held the few precious things that had been good. The land, and the trees, and the sky. The knowledge that no matter what happened, she was only a small part of it in the end, and the stars would be here long after she was gone and the last tears had dried. Maybe other people were overwhelmed to think of their tiny size in relation to the cosmos. She was comforted by it.
"I gave Danny the combination for the gun safe," Shep said quietly. "He asked for it 2 weeks ago, and I gave it to him."
"You went to all the trouble to get a state-of-the-art gun safe, and then you gave your child the combination?"
"Sandy's gonna kill me."
"Shep, you're in such a world of hurt."
"I didn't know. Danny said he wanted practice breaking down handguns since he'd already mastered his rifle. Hell, I was happy he was interested."
"You gotta understand, Rainey. Guns are about all Danny and I have left. I tried football. He's just no good. I tried basketball, baseball, soccer. The boy has no athletic ability. He just wants to read or surf the web or some such garbage. You don't know what it's like to be a father, Rainey, and realize one day that you got the son you always wanted and somehow he turned out to be his mother." "Did you know the pistols were missing?" Shep was silent, which was answer enough. "Jesus, how can you be so smart and yet so dumb?"
"Don't you think I just got punished enough?"
"No. I think George Walker got punished enough. I think Alice Benson's parents got punished enough, damn it."
"I didn't know, Rainey."
3 days ago, I checked the safe for the pistols.
They still weren't there. So I asked Danny about it. He said he hadn't gotten them back together yet, that was all. The minute he reassembled them, he'd put them in the safe. I didn't think about it again."
"Until you got the call."
"But Danny didn't do it."
"I swear to you, Rainey, that boy doesn't have a single aggressive bone in his body.
Hell, if he was more like me, maybe I could imagine it. But he's his mother's son. He wouldn't hurt a fly."